In this episode of Pop Culture Weekly, I talk with Eric Davis, Fandango editor, all about National Cinema Day. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hello and welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I, of course, am Kyle McMahon, and I thank you so much for hanging out with me today and being a listener and engager with Pop Culture Weekly. As this strike continues to go on, I'm going to continue to find creative ways to, keep the show interesting and going until we can get back to normalcy once, you know, the writers and the actors get their due. So for today's episode, this Sunday, depending on when you're listening, this Sunday is National Cinema Day, which is, that is where you can go to any one of, it's like 30,000 screens across the country and see a film for $4. You could see 30 films for $4 if you could fit them in 24-hour period. But, and that's IMAX, that's, you know, Dolby, 3D, it doesn't matter the format, doesn't matter the film. Go see Oppenheimer and Barbie if you want for $4 each. Go see them in IMAX for $4 each if you want, or 4DX or whatever it is. They also have some classic films they're bringing out, like The Goonies and Jurassic Park 3D. So I talk with today Eric Davis, who is managing director and editor at Fandango. And of course, we all know and love Fandango. So Eric and I are going to discuss National Cinema Day and what we can expect in the end of the summer, for the end of the summer, and in the fall, film-wise. So let's get right into my conversation with Eric Davis. All right, I am here with Fandango Managing Editor Eric Davis. Eric, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So first of all, I got to ask you, what exactly does a managing editor do at Fandango?
Yeah, I do everything, you know. I mean, I have to see like all the movies, which is probably the best part of my job.
Yeah.
And I get to watch them. I talk about them with folks like you. But then I do a bunch behind the scenes too. I help run our social media accounts. I help set up our celebrity interviews. I do some of the interviews myself. So, you know, kind of to compare it to like baseball, if you're a sports fan, I'm like a utility player. So like whatever position you need me in, I'm ready to go. Put me in the game, coach.
I love that. And how did you get into that? It's like a dream job.
Way back in the day, when as people started writing about movies online, I started writing about movies online, you know, and then I connected with the folks at Fandango, who at that time they were just kind of selling movie tickets, but they were looking to do more and to talk about movies, talk about movie news. And so I connected with them and then I started, you know, going on the radio and going on TV, and I just kept doing it. You know, I grew up in the movie theater. I was not one of the coolest kids on the block, and I was not invited to all the house parties. And so I had a couple of buddies, and every weekend we would just go to the movies. And as I kind of got older, I realized that, you know, this is my calling to talk about movies and let people know what's coming out and what they should go see and what I like. And so I very much do what I feel like I was put on this planet to do.
I love that. And I always tell people when they ask about what I do, I'm like, you know, because as you know, I'm sure that, you know, we work all kinds of crazy hours. You can't even log the hours that we put into this stuff, right? But it doesn't feel like work, you know? It's like, yeah. It's like something, I'm like, I get paid for this, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to like kind of stop myself and be like, wait a second, like, I get paid to do something that I love to do that I've grown up, you know, as you said, grown up in front of a movie screen, like, and I get paid to talk with, you know, my favorite artists and go and watch these movies. I mean, it's just awesome. So I love that for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and even when I'm at a film festival sometimes, and I'm about to go to the Toronto Film Festival in a couple of weeks, I'll watch four or five movies in a day, and I'll get to like, you know, halfway through that fourth movie and people will be like, you're crazy. And I'm tired. And I'm like, but you know what? I'm still here doing like my dream job, and I'm watching movies for the day, you know? And so, yeah, it's really great. And I even on the worst days, I always try to stop and recognize, you know, hey man, you know, this is what you're doing, and you know, you should be happy and proud.
I love that. So we have some cool stuff to talk about. National Cinema Day. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's something that I think really took off last year. And it's basically a day at the movies for a ridiculously discounted rate. You know, you're looking at $4 for tickets for any movie that's in theaters.
And that's like IMAX and stuff too, right?
That is, yeah. So, I mean, if you're somebody who hasn't seen, say, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer in IMAX, and you are kind of waiting on it, you can go see that for $4. If you are a family of four who haven't gone to the movies in a while, but you're seeing that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie or the Spider-Verse movie or, you know, Haunted Mansion, you can take your family for $20 to go to the movies. And so I think it's just a really great day to celebrate film, and more so than last year, because this day did happen last year, but there wasn't a lot of films. There weren't a lot of options. This year, there's a ton of options. I mean, you're looking at most of the movies that came out this summer. Super Mario Brothers, which is the highest grossing film of the year, is returning into theaters. So there's really a lot of options for people to go see, and everything's $4. You want to go see a movie in 4DX? There's a new Gran Turismo movie coming out. You want to go see that in 4DX and get, you know, water splashed on you? You could do that for $4. And so, yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to take advantage of going to see the movies and going to see movies in a premium format that maybe they're not used to seeing them in.
Yeah, I really love that aspect. I mean, I love the whole idea of it, but I really love the premium format aspect of it. Believe it or not, I went to my first 4DX movie, and it was Avatar: Way of Water. And as many movies as I've seen over the years, except for like going to like Disney or Universal or something, I'd never been in a 4DX theater for a film. It's a ride. It's like a theme park in a movie theater. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's just really a unique experience that I think a lot of people don't get to have. And I think a lot of people kind of maybe pass on 4DX because they're like, I don't know what that is or exactly how to kind of interact with it. But I do think it's an experience that's well worth seeing, especially on a film like Avatar or a film like Gran Turismo, which is like this visceral racing film. Even Blue Beetle, which is out in theaters now as well, big DC movie. So, you know, those big action movies, the stuff that's just really loud and has a lot of crazy sequences in it, those are the best to go see in a 4DX. I would say take advantage if there is a theater near you.
Especially, and if you're on the fence, I mean, for National Cinema Day, $4 to go see any movie is insane, let alone a 4DX movie. I mean, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you're looking at 30,000 screens, 3,000 participating locations. We did a survey with 2,000 ticket buyers for Fandango and asked them about National Cinema Day. You know, almost 80% said that they were going to go. So, I mean, this is a huge day for movies. It's a huge day for movie going. And I cannot recommend it enough. Take advantage, you know, especially if you're somebody who just hasn't seen some of these big movies. If you weren't part of the Barbenheimer, you know, extravaganza, you know, you could go see literally Barbie and Oppenheimer back to back for $8. I mean, come on, you know, it's like you have to go.
Absolutely. And what's the exact date? It's August
27th. So it's a Sunday. So we're all off. We're all chilling. And it's a great day. And, you know, I'm a family man. I have a couple of kids and, you know, we don't get out to the movies as much as a family. And so I think days like this, a Sunday, $20, I could take the whole family to go see one of like several family movies that will be in theaters. I think that's really great. You know, especially I'm a big Ninja Turtles fan.
Me too.
And I grew up with the Ninja Turtles. And it's funny because like this Ninja Turtles movie, as of this conversation, is 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is the highest rated movie of the summer on Rotten Tomatoes, Ninja Turtles movie. And so, you know, if you haven't seen that one yet, you know, go take your family. It's really fun. And I had such a great time with that movie. And we're actually going to go see that as a family on National Cinema Day. That's going to be our movie that we go see.
And where can we get information on what titles and what are participating theaters and that sort of thing for National Cinema Day?
Yeah, we have all that stuff on Fandango. So you could just go over to Fandango.com. They create a really great trailer for it. So you'll see that on our social channels. And you'll see a list of films on Fandango. There's a like I said, there's a bunch of not only new movies, not only movies that were big this year that are coming back into theaters, but also there's some re-releases. There's Jurassic Park. It's one of actually one of my favorite all time movie going experiences. Yeah. I remember seeing Jurassic Park, you know, when it first came out with surround sound, when surround sound was new. And I will never forget watching that movie on the big screen. So if you're a fan of Jurassic Park, you've never watched it in the theater, take advantage. George Lucas's American Graffiti is returning to theaters. Greta Gerwig, who directed Barbie, one of her first movie was Lady Bird. At solo director, that movie's returning to theaters. So there's just such a great menu, I would say, of movies, and we have all of those over at Fandango. You can go check that out.
I love that, and we'll have all the links in the show notes and in the blogs and all that. Couple of other things. This summer has been awesome for movie lovers and the business, really. Tell me, what's your assessment? I mean, we're at the end of the summer. What's your assessment of the summer of 23?
You know, I think it's a summer of surprises. And I look at like Barbenheimer. I look at Barbie and Oppenheimer. You know, I think if you would have come into this summer, and I had these conversations in May going into Memorial Day weekend, they were like, Eric, like, what's going to be the biggest movie of the summer? And I'm like, well, you know, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise is coming back. You know, Top Gun Maverick was huge last year. I'm looking at that. Maybe I'm looking at Indiana Jones. You know, maybe I'm looking at that Spider-Man movie, and all three of those movies were big, and all three of those movies were fun and entertaining, but I wasn't looking at Barbie, you know, that was a wild card. I wasn't looking at this Ninja Turtles movie as being 97% on the tomato meter, you know? So I really do think it was like the summer of surprises, which is really great because we don't get that these days. You know, when you look at a summer season, it's sometimes it's pretty easy to be like, all right, those are going to be the top three movies, you know? And so to get like this Barbie and Oppenheimer phenomenon, I think was really great. You know, and I saw a study that said that I think there was somewhere around 20% of people that went to go see Barbie hadn't even been back to the movies yet since before COVID.
Wow.
You know, and I think that's really great that we're still getting these big movies that are reaching audiences that haven't been back yet, because I think, you know, I am someone who really, really believes in going to the movies. Yes, I work for Fandango, but like I told you, I grew up in a movie theater, and I feel like it's a pastime of ours that we don't want to let go of. Mm-hmm. And in this era of you're on your phone, you have a ton of streaming services, you're almost kind of conditioned to not leave your house anymore. I feel like going to the movies is something that, even if we take it for granted in some respects, it's still very valuable to us in our lives. And I think a lot of people are probably going to see Barbie and Oppenheimer and they're realizing, hey, like I remember going to the movies, I miss it, and I'm going to go more often. And so I think if there's a big story of the summer, yes, I think animation, I think Spider-Verse and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were really great, as was Pixar's Elemental. So animation had a big summer, but also Barbie sort of reminding us of like just how much fun it is to go to the movies.
Yeah,
I think it was a really great story.
Yeah, I, you know, obviously I'm a huge movie buff. And I'm a huge home theater buff as well. I bought a house last year, and I'm having a home theater built in the basement. I'm all for that. However, There is nothing that can replicate the movie theater experience. You know, I'm never going to have an 80-foot screen in my house, and not just the technical aspect of it, but the communal aspect of it. You know, where I get to laugh with, 300 strangers at the same thing or get scared or whatever. There's something for me that's very revered about movie theater going. And that became, I was kind of worried with COVID where I'm like, even my friends are like, I'll wait till it comes on streaming or whatever. So when I went to see Oppenheimer, which as you do, we often go to screenings or get sent screeners or whatever. I went to the theater this night and it was, the Thursday or Friday night or whatever. It was completely packed at my theater. Like I haven't seen since probably not even Spider-Man No Way Home, probably Endgame. I mean, it was super packed. There were men, women, young, old, all dressed in pink and in various, shades of pink or whatever. And then there was the other group that was all going to see Oppenheimer or they were switching or whatever. It made me feel so good to see, five lines of concessions with 100 people in them each. And not that normally that would, maybe anger me a bit, or annoy me a bit, but I was so happy to see it on, I think it was a Thursday night, all of these people coming out for an event that could not be replicated at home. You know what I mean? When I'm at home watching something, I'm in whatever, shorts and a t-shirt or something. If I have friends come over, it's kind of the same thing. Like people were dressing up for Barbie and doing, I heard people, strangers talking in line saying, are you doing Barbenheimer or whatever? Like people, it was creating discussions with people that wouldn't have otherwise been interacting with each other. And you cannot replicate that at home. You can't.
No, you can't. There was a quote recently where somebody had interviewed a bunch of studio interns, people who are like maybe early 20s, and they were asking them about kind of watching habits, and one of them said that if a movie is released straight to streaming, it doesn't reach me. It doesn't resonate with me as an event. Like a movie that goes into theaters and it kind of feels like, yes, look, are there movies that you watch at home that haven't played in theaters that you enjoy? Sure. But for a movie to like be, feel like an event, for it to like stand the test of time for us, like if we sat here 10 years from now, 15 years from now, looking back at this era, we're going to be talking about Barbie and Oppenheimer. We're going to be talking about Spider-Man No Way Home and Avengers Endgame, all of these films that were big theatrical experiences. We're going to go watch them again at home and enjoy them, but the first time you watch a big film, to watch it in a movie theater surrounded by people, and that story that you just told about going to see Oppenheimer, that's going to be something that sticks with you for a long time. And when somebody years from now is like, tell me like your most memorable movie going experiences, I guarantee you, you're going to be like, when I went to go see Oppenheimer, like that, there was just such a vibe there between these two movies and everybody dressed up. Like that's one of my most memorable. And so, yeah, I think it's really great. And I hope that more people, if you haven't been out to the movies, I hope you're taking advantage. And if you haven't yet, then hey, $4, yeah. August 27th.
Yeah.
Get out there and have a good time, because that's going to be a day where a lot of people are at the movies and a lot of people are having a good time. So I would go enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it. Finally, September, there's some pretty exciting releases coming out. What are your thoughts on September releases?
Well, I kind of get into like the fall is a really interesting time, because fall we see more horror movies.
So which I'm a huge horror buff, by the way.
There's a great one too. Speaking of Cinema Day, there's a movie called Talk to Me. Also one of the highest rated on Rotten Tomatoes. They just announced a sequel to it. That's going to be available for Cinema Day.
Oh, awesome. That's such an incredible movie.
It's awesome. Yeah. So that one is out there now that you can go see. There's a sequel to The Nun that's coming out in early September. Labor Day sees Denzel Washington return in The Equalizer 3. I was just talking on the radio to somebody about that series. I think it's kind of flown under the radar, the Equalizer movies. But if you like cool crime thrillers, Denzel Washington just amplifies these movies to another level. This is the third one. It's the final one of the trilogy. So that's kind of coming out on Labor Day. You have The Nun. You have some other kind of horror movies that are mixed in there. There's a really cool looking original sci-fi film called The Creator from the director of Rogue One, Star Wars Story, Gareth Edwards.
Yeah.
The first Godzilla movie. So he's that movie looks really, really cool. Another film that works AI into its narrative in the future of AI. We're seeing a lot of film, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part One being one of them. AI is going to be a theme in movies. Get ready for it in the near future. And so, yeah, that movie's coming out as well. And there's a film called Dumb Money that I would put on everybody's radar. It kind of reminds me of like a cross between The Social Network and The Big Short. And it's about the GameStop stock.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Like people at home kind of driving up that stock and making the industry nuts. It's a really funny movie. Pete Davidson, Seth Rogen, like there's a ton of people in it. And so that is also arriving in September too.
Awesome. Eric, thank you so much for speaking with me. Please come back and let's talk again. I could talk to you all day as a fellow film buff.
Yeah, man. Anytime. And enjoy National Cinema Day.
Yes, absolutely. Sunday, August 27th, National Cinema Day. And all the info is at Fandango.com.
Eric Davis. Love speaking with him. Such a knowledgeable guy. Obviously been in the business a while. And he's with Fandango. How can you not love Fandango? So I hope that you go and enjoy National Cinema Day Sunday. If you are listening to this after National Cinema Day 2023, I hope that you went and enjoyed National Cinema Day. You can take you and all your friends for $4 each to, you know, 3D, 4DX, IMAX, whatever it is. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity. I'll let you know about all the films that I go and see on National Cinema Day. And, you know, keep in touch with me. Social. I'm on Threads now, which I have been horrible about posting, but I'll you know, get back on that at KMac Music there, at KMac Music on Insta, and Kyle McMahon everywhere else. So find me. Let's talk pop culture. I love you. I'll see you next week. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
It's National Cinema Day. Such a glorious day to play at the movies.